And welcome back to Coast to Coast. An archangel is an angel of high rank. In a moment, Belinda Womack joins us. We'll talk about her work, Lessons from the 12 Archangels. Now, she was scheduled a couple of weeks ago, but because of that tragedy in Dallas with the police shootings, we, of course, went to full programming on that situation. And Belinda was gracious enough to let us push her back. And she is on with us next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Belinda Womack with us, a scientist by training, dual master's degrees in microbiology and environmental science. Belinda is also a spiritual counselor. She's been channeling angelic wisdom to support individuals, couples, and families for more than 25 years. Authors of the book, The Lessons from 12 Archangels, Divine Intervention in Daily Life. Belinda is also the creator of the 12 Archangels University, which is an online Change Your Everyday Reality to Heaven on Earth education platform. Welcome to Coast to Coast. And Belinda, I want to thank you for letting us move you around during that horrible situation a few weeks ago.
Well, of course, George, I totally, completely understand.
And it's good to have you here.
It's great to be on your show. Thanks so much for having me as a guest this evening.
What is the difference between an archangel and an angel?
Well, according to the 12 archangels that I communicate with, there is not really any difference. Angels serve the central sun, or they serve Mother, Father, God, and they're here to help us to remember how to choose love and how to change our lives by focusing on higher vibrational thoughts. So the arc in the word archangel actually means to build a bridge. So to build a bridge between heaven and earth, heaven being a place where there is only love, there is no fear. Arc being a bridge that helps the ego to build a bridge to the heart so that we can hear and feel our feelings and know what our truth is.
Now, your book is called Lessons from the 12 Archangels. Are there any more than that, or is that it?
Well, the number is actually symbolic. The number 12 represents going through cycles of evolution. So just like there are 12 months to the year and 12 signs to the zodiac and 12 hours on a clock face, which all represent cycles of time, the 12 archangels, again, they work as a team, helping us to move through our evolutionary cycles. They say that our planet is a school, and we are here to remember how to work with the power of love. Love is an energy, and we can work with it to live better lives and to see positive results when we focus our thoughts on a higher vibration.
Belinda, you were in a biology lab. You were doing some stem cell research. What happened? Something happened.
Well, this is about 25 years ago now, George. So I was working in the laboratory during working with a bone marrow sample, and I had what I call my out-of-laboratory experience. I was in a stone room, and there was a dirt floor, and I remember thinking to myself, how can I be here? What has happened? Because, you know, I need to use sterile technique, and I'm working on an experiment. So I was really, you know, disoriented. And there was a golden, white, beautiful light flowing through the open ceiling, and in that light appeared the Archangel Gabriel. And I could recognize Gabriel because of the trumpet. And Gabriel spoke to me telepathically and said, Belinda, we are calling you to do a new kind of work. And I said, you know, I'm a biologist. I'm not even supposed to believe in angels. I do happen to believe in angels, but this is quite a shock, Archangel Gabriel. And Gabriel said to me, we need you to help humanity to remember that they are God's children, that they are children of the divine. They have forgotten that, and that's what we're calling you to help us with. And I said, well, I don't think I have the qualifications for that. That sounds like I need to be a psychologist. And Gabriel said, well, what we need you to know is in the book to your left. I turned to my left. I can still see this as if it just happened today. And the book was on this huge stone table. It was maybe 3 feet wide and 1 or 2 feet deep. And the book opened up in front of me, and out of the book rose the word love in a brilliant red fire. And I said, okay, I can learn how to love. If that's what you need me to do, you know, I will work on this. And so that was my introduction with Gabriel. It felt like I was out of the lab for at least hours, if not the entire day. I was snapped back into working in my hood and working on my sample, and I checked my watch, and not even 1 minute had gone by.
Well, it's like a dream.
Yeah, it was. Well, my whole body was shaking, so it was like a dream, but it was very, very, very real. And one thing I want to just say quickly about angels is they say, they welcome all of us to be like scientists. And they say, you know what? Ask for proof that we're real. Ask for proof that we exist to help you. So that's how it all began.
Did you question yourself when this happened? I mean, did you say, come on now, archangels are approaching me? What's happening here?
Of course I did. Of course I did. And so again, the first of the 12 that I met was Gabriel. And then shortly after that, I met Archangel Michael. And the angels came to me and they said, okay, so we get that you've got some natural skepticism here, and we get that this is, you know, very shocking to you. So give us something that allows us to prove to you that we've got your back and that we're real. And I said, you know, and it may sound crazy, but I said, I want to work the same hours as the secretaries. I worked in a research lab. And when you work in that kind of environment and you love what you do, you're happy to get up at 4 a.m. and work until 2 a.m. if that's what is required. And I worked in a pediatric oncology lab. So, you know, we're on call. And as soon as I asked for that, no matter what I did, no matter how many experiments I had to get done, I did not cross the threshold of the laboratory before 9 a.m. And no matter, again, how much work I had to do, I left by 5:00. And that was just really, really a surprise. And then when I left my post, they actually had to replace me with four employees for one Belinda. And I just say that because, you know, I don't want the audience to think that I wasn't doing my work. You know, is that the only reason I was working from 9 to 5? So again, angels are happy to prove that they're real and that they are working with us, again, to help us to live happier and better lives so that we can feel safe. You know, these are scary times.
Sure, they're very scary times.
Yeah, agree with that.
Let us talk about the fallen angels. Put this in perspective for us. Because not all the angels, if you believe Genesis, were Boy Scouts, were they?
Well, not exactly Boy Scouts. So in Lessons from the 12 Archangels, the angels talk about that fall. And they talk about a very specific angel that we know of as Archangel Michael. And what they say is that the full name of that angel is Lucifer Michael. And that there was an experiment here on planet Earth to experience fear, which is the opposite in vibration to love. And that our Creator, who I call Mother, Father, God, asked for humanity to go through the lessons of what fear feels like so that we learn to value love. And as we learn to value love, all of God's creation learns to value love. So to create that experiment, the Archangel Lucifer Michael split into two angelic kingdoms. Lucifer means the light, and Michael means the will of God. And that angel split just for a moment, but in that moment, Lucifer, the light, was given the power to turn dark or negative. It turned into fear. And Michael is still the truth and the will of God. And even though our Creator, Mother, Father, God, said, wait a minute, you know, we need to have oneness again, that experiment had already begun. And so that's what we are still experiencing here. We're still experiencing the fear, the separation between the dark and the light, or between fear and love. So according to the 12 archangels, they are benevolent, they are all-loving, positive forces, and they want to help humanity to focus on the love, because that's what raises our vibration so that we can treat each other with respect. So that's their way of saying, keep an open mind. You know, even fallen angels, even human beings that fall down, when we focus on love, we can rise up again and come back into our hearts.
Well, Linda, in your opinion, are these archangels, do they have personality to them, or are they kind of robotic?
They definitely have personalities. They definitely have personalities. And they appear to me in different ways. They often appear as colors that have sound, beautiful sound that come with them. And they have a sense of humor. They're very inspiring. They can really lift up a sad mood whenever I'm working with individual clients. And the angels are always there, as well as the guides in heaven and loved ones that have crossed over. And the angelic energy is, it can be very euphoric and, again, just very positive and fill us with a sense of hopefulness.
Do you have to summon them, or do they just show up?
These 12 archangel kingdoms are with all of us all the time, because they help to hold our school in together, so that, you know, because human beings, we have the power to create like our Creator, and so our thoughts are always manifesting. So these angels help us, whether we know about them or not, whether we believe in them or not. You know, they work with our Creator, they work with the heart of God to help us. So for me, they're always present. I don't have to summon them, as you say. What I do often is I thank them. I thank the angels. I thank God. I thank all of our teachers in heaven, because we have so many helpers around us all the time. And the reason we can't see them is because they vibrate at that frequency of pure love. So, you know, we see things that are here on this vibration of the earth where there's lots of fear. But they are always with us.
What is their main mission?
Well, my main mission is to help raise consciousness through helping people to understand that our thoughts create. And very often, we don't realize that we human beings, we have this incredible subconscious. And the subconscious is the part of us that's kind of underneath the rug, and it's made up of our past, our memories, if people are open to this, to past lives, to our ancestral beliefs. And in that subconscious, we love to hold on to fear and pain and suffering, and those are thoughts, and they are creating. That's energy that is always creating. And so the 12 archangels, they teach that this is what's happening on our planet, is that we are actually, all of us human beings, we're creating from our subconscious. So we continue to create the past in the present. And they want to help us so that we move out of the past. We move out of the lack and the suffering and the fear that humans have experienced for millennia, so that we work with this power called love that is available to us all the time, so that we can create something different for ourselves. And again, George, this is where they say be like a scientist. You know, just practice a little bit of focusing on those thoughts. Step back from the negative what ifs. What if this happens? What if that happens? Give thanks that we are safe here and now, and just hold that thought and watch what happens. Watch what changes in our everyday lives. And that's what, again, these angels want to help us with, is to really experience results in our everyday lives.
Do these 12 archangels that you're aware of all have different responsibilities or duties?
They do. However, again, I want to say that they work together as a team. So even if, for example, we're used to thinking of Archangel Raphael, who's going to help us be creative and help us in our relationships, all of the angels will come together, including our guardian angels and many other angels, and again, our helpers in heaven, our loved ones, to help us with our issues, with our problems. It does help when we ask for help. That makes a big difference. And also when we practice gratitude, when we say, okay, you know what? Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, all my helpers in heaven, for helping me to change my life so that I can experience positive results. And those positive results are what inspire us to continue to want to ask for more help. They say we can't ask for enough help. It's a really wise thing for human beings to do, is
take as much as you can get.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Why don't the archangels step in when there are true moments of crises and panic? Or do they? My point is, as you just said earlier, this is a really screwed up planet right now. Things are happening. There's a lot of evil in the world. Why aren't they stopping all that and eradicating us from that?
Because I want to answer that in two parts. It appears that they are not stepping in and eradicating the trauma that we human beings are experiencing.
Right.
We are here to learn, George. We are here to learn that our choices have consequences, that our choices, both whether they are, again, internally or because we share the choices of others, meaning we're all connected. We like to think sometimes that people across the globe, that they're not connected to us. But the truth is, we are all children of the divine. So whatever, I can phrase it in a different way, we all come from the same energy source that created the universe. And when we learn, we help all to learn. So what's happening, again, is that the 12 archangels, together with a whole community, a huge community of loving, benevolent beings of light, are helping us to wake up to what we're actually doing, because we need to realize, hey, we are creating this.
Hold on for a second, Belinda. Already at the bottom of the hour, but we're coming back for more with you on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. Belinda Womack with us. Lessons from the 12 Archangels. Are these archangels all benevolent, or is there one bad one in the bunch, Belinda?
Of these 12, they are all benevolent. They all are loving forces that are working with us to help, again, to raise our consciousness so that we take responsibility for our own fearful thoughts. Our own fearful thoughts help to create fearful experiences in our lives and negative experiences. The angels teach that fear, the energy of fear, the vibration of fear, is what really creates human suffering, that love creates human healing. Love creates hope and possibilities, healing on all levels. And so these angels that I communicate with are all loving, powerful, helpful forces that are here to guide us in our evolution to learn the value of love.
Belinda, is there a science behind any of this?
Is there a science behind any of this? Well, in my experience, I ask for proof, and I ask for these angels to continue to demonstrate that not only their help is real, but that their teachings are real. So what is most important in science is to experience results. Again, that's what makes things real. So I have experienced that with working with my clients, and that's what the angels, that's what they teach. They say, you know, they want all of us to practice being a scientist and to experience what changing our thoughts and taking responsibility for what we think, what that changes in our lives. And so that is the science that I continue to practice every day. And along with that, science needs to be grounded in the here and now, and it needs to make good common sense. The teaching of these angels, they give very practical help and guidance to, again, help us to help ourselves. And it makes good common sense. And so that's the science that my work is founded on.
You dabble with astrology, don't you?
I do.
Tell me how that plays out with what you do with the angels.
Well, the 12 archangels have different names. So, for example, the Archangel Gabriel is the same energy as the planet Mercury in astrology. So the Archangel of Communication, moving through our natal charts or our astrology, helps us to communicate and to learn to use our minds in a different way. So that's the way that, for example, Gabriel works in our chart. So the angels that I work with that help all of us, they also communicate through the planets that move through our astrology, because that's just a roadmap. You know, it's not for everyone, but it is a way to help us to ground and to see, okay, this is what I'm working on now. These are my lessons that I've gotten through, and this is where I'm going. And that's where astrology can be very helpful, again, as a grounding tool for angelic guidance and for intuition.
Okay, so let's talk about your use of the tarot cards.
So the way that I work with the tarot cards is to use the images of the universal Rider-Waite cards to open the creative, emotional, spiritual, intuitive part of the brain. These cards have very clear images, and in my work of helping individuals to really connect with a clear intuitive truth so that they can hear what their yes is, what their no is, what their intuition, their soul, through their gut is guiding them to do, this is just a tool that helps to open up that part of the brain that we don't always use, that part of the brain that has an easier time of communicating with angels and communicating with deceased loved ones, for example, even seeing ghosts. It helps to have that hemisphere or that part of the brain working for us, and so that we can, again, ground what we see and experience in our physicality, in our bodies. So that's the way that I work with the tarot, not in any kind of fortune telling, because the angels say what is important is right here, right now. We are creating our lives, and if we want to change, if we want to have a better future, we need to look at what we're creating right now.
And Belinda,
so that's how I work with the tarot.
When you're dealing with the angels, the archangels, how do you communicate with them? I mean, you don't see them, I don't think, do you?
I do see them, but what I have found is that when working with what I call the senses beyond, so for example, clairvoyance to see beyond, clairgnosis to know beyond, clairsentience to feel beyond, and beyond just means beyond this mundane earth plane. What I have found in trusting my own intuition and having that prove to me that it's trustworthy is to really feel the truth. So I receive messages from the angels through a knowing, just like in my very first encounter with Archangel Gabriel when the message came through telepathically, but I felt it in every cell of my being. I felt that truth. That's still the way that I communicate with these angels, and that's the way that I write with them. I have to, you know, I go back and forth until every word has a certain resonance of that truth that I can feel it in my body.
When you do this, mm-hmm. do you go through any specific techniques for yourself and for the clients? And how long does it take to connect with the archangels?
Well, I like to always stay connected, and I do that through my heart and through that clear essence that I call the child within. That's the way that I connect with the angels. And so that's the vibration that I like to live in, is that vibration of love. And so when I work with clients, what I do is I begin by I hold the intention that that the session or the teaching works for the greatest good of all concerned, and that it is incredibly helpful to that individual, that or that couple or that family. So I give thanks for all of the helpers in heaven. Of course, I thank Mother, Father, God, and I thank all of our teachers in heaven. And our teachers in heaven, from my perspective, of course, that includes Jesus, but I also understand that people have different faiths. And so, you know, I make it a practice, as the angels have asked me to do, that I call on the helpers for that individual or for that family, whomever they connect with. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Now, when you communicate with these archangels, do they ever refuse whatever request you might have?
They will not. They will not predict the future. So, for example, if I said, you know, hey, I've got George Norrie here, and he wants to know if he's going to win the lottery. Mm-hmm. They're not going to answer that question, because they say, well, we hear that money is important to you, but money has a vibration, and the lottery, as an example, can sometimes have the vibration of fear. So what they would help that individual with, and I hope you don't mind that I used your name as an example.
No, and I would like to win the lottery, but I never buy tickets.
Well, what they say is,
you got to buy tickets to win.
Yeah, that would help, but also that by exchanging our, you know, our talents. We all have talents that we come into this earth with. And by sharing those with humanity or with planet Earth, that is the way that we can receive abundance. So what the angels are going to do is they're going to answer questions in a way that is supportive and helpful of us owning our own power and creating a better life for ourselves by taking responsibility for what we think and for the choices that we make. That's where they sit on that subject.
But they're always there for you if you need them.
They're there for everyone when we need them.
These are not guardian angels now, right?
These angels will take the role as guardians. I'm sure that many of your listeners have felt the help of Archangel Michael, the angel of truth mm-hmm. and justice. So they will definitely step in and work as a guardian angel. Guardian angels have a different, you know, job assignment. They are asked to, again, help us with our mundane lives and to help us to feel safe. Again, God holds this planet in love all the time. And of course, the angels understand that we are all experiencing great trauma and fear. Well, what they ask us to do is to make a positive difference in our world. And, you know, it doesn't cost any money to do this. It doesn't cost any money to just say prayers and say, I ask that my planet and my life and my very cells are filled with love and hope and faith. That's what we can all do, and it makes a huge difference.
Belinda, do you train people to do this themselves, or must they go through you or somebody like you?
My whole calling is to help people to do this for themselves. That's, again, what the angels are all about, is to help us to really connect with our truth of who we are, that we are divine beings. We have power. We really do. We can create. We can receive. We can receive abundance. We can change our situations. So that's very much what I was called to do 25 years ago and that I continue to do. And sometimes, George, it helps to have validation. So sometimes my clients will be going through a difficult, challenging time, and it will be my role to validate what they're feeling, what their intuition is telling them, as well as to give them insight from their own helpers in heaven. But the angels say, you know, when we hear truth, we feel it, and then we go, yes, you know, some part of me remembers that or gets that. You know, that makes sense to me. And that's what they're all about. They want it to make sense, and they want us to be independent in our spirituality.
How do you know what archangel to summon up, Belinda? How do you know, what if you have a specific problem? I mean, is there one with that kind of expertise?
Well, in my practice, I call on the whole group of the 12 archangels. I feel like that just covers every issue that might come up. And again, I respect that they work as a community, and that they work together. If I have a client that is going to go into a courtroom, for example, then I will, because I received that message, I will recommend take Archangel Michael with you and hold the vibration that what you want to create is the experience of justice for yourself. And that's just miraculous. I remember that I had a client so many years ago who was going through a divorce, and her spouse just was not showing up, and he was in, we'll just say, a colorful line of work, and he just wasn't going to show up in a courtroom. And so her divorce had actually been canceled, and she kept calling on the help of Archangel Michael. The judge walked in the room and gave her the divorce. So these things happen. You know, these angels are there to help us. So whether your listeners for Coast to Coast AM would like to call on the whole team of the 12 archangels, call on their guardian angels, they all work together. Or, again, I gave the example of a courtroom situation where you want to call on Archangel Michael. They will show up.
They will show up.
They will show up.
Do you sometimes ask for help from God or strictly the angels?
I totally ask for help from God. Angels do not substitute for our Creator. They come from our Creator. They say that we all come from God. And I will use different words for God. Sometimes I will refer to God as our Creator. Sometimes I call God Mother, Father, God, because I feel in my own experience and what I have seen that God is that ultimate parent because we are God's children. Sometimes I will refer to God as Source, the source of all that we need, the source of all the help that we need. So again, this is where we all come from, and this is where angels come from. So like ourselves, we are really here to serve God. That's the role of angels. They serve God. So I hope that I've answered that question for you.
You did, indeed. Belinda, we're going to take some phone calls next hour with you. Perhaps people can share stories, too. How many people do you think, percentage-wise, call up on the angels for help?
I hope that it's greater than 80%. I do believe that it is a high number of people that believe that angels exist to help us. So that's, I could be way off on that, but that's just my feeling. That's what I'm going to hope for anyway, that I'm right.
What's the downside of dealing with archangels? Is there any?
There's not a downside, but you do have to really face your life. You know, they ask that we take responsibility for what we're experiencing, and if we don't like it, to look within, to find those negative beliefs, to put them in the energy of love. They talk a lot about working with the colors of love, and so that we experience that transformation from the inside out. We have all heard, or some of us have heard, as above, so below. Well, there's also as so within, so without. So that's the, I wouldn't say it's a downfall, but they do say, you know, you're here to learn. If you want to change your life, you know, we'll help you to do that, but that is your responsibility.
You talk a lot about a happy childhood and how it has helped in your foundation. How come? Why is that important?
Well, because the little child within us, or that inner child, you know, God hid these things from the wise and learned, but revealed them to little children. The little child is symbolic of that pure, innocent place within us that wants to live a life of truth, that wants to be loving and caring. But very often in our, you know, in our stories, we have train wreck childhoods. You know, we don't get the care that we need. We can experience abuse. We can experience shock. And what the angels teach us is that no matter what we have experienced in our childhoods, there's still that innocent and pure child, that divine child. And by just communicating with that child, connecting with that child, as easy as picking up a photograph of ourselves as a child, you know, we can peel off those layers of hurt through forgiveness and forgiving ourselves and, of course, forgiving others and experience quite a remarkable transformation that helps our lives to improve immediately and then just continue to improve. So they say, you're never too old for a happy childhood.
Belinda, hold on. We're coming back for more. We're going to talk about the 12 archangels and calls from folks who I bet have had angelic experiences. We'll share them with you.